I'm talking to the folks who are behind a new initiative to enact an anti-fracking ban in San Luis Obispo County. So may I ask you to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Natalie Reisner with the Coalition to Protect SLO County.
Okay, great. And you?
And Charles Varney, and I'm with the San Luis Obispo Surfrider Foundation and the Coalition to Protect San Luis Obispo County. April 30th is our last day to collect petitions. Our goal was in the beginning to get 13,000 signatures, and I think we're pretty confident that we're going to reach that goal, and we'll be submitting those to the county on May 2nd.
And what is the next step in the process?
The next step will be a campaign to educate the public San Luis Obispo registered voters about our initiative and how we're working to protect our local environment and our water.
The county has 30 days to certify that we have valid signatures. And so we'll have a little bit of a break. I mean, we have almost 200 people that have been working really hard on this, and a core of people who have just been working, you know, probably 12-hour days for quite a while. So it'll be good to have a little break and then, get everything together to kick off the election campaign, which that's really what we wanted to achieve. I mean, was to have this big discussion across the county about, you know, what is really our energy future about? What is our county about? Do we want more oil development? Do we want to be an oil county, or do we want to be a renewable energy county? And so those are the kinds of discussions that we hope to have. And we've had a bit of a preview standing out in front of markets and asking thousands of people if they'll sign their initiative.
And what kind of response have you gotten so far?
Well, I just wanted to add that all those 200 people that have been working to get all these signatures are all volunteer. This is a volunteer citizens initiative. This is, you know, that's what we are. We're a grassroots group.
Okay. Right. And so what's been your reaction? I mean, is it mostly people are positive, or the people are drill baby drill? What reaction are you getting?
There's a real mixed, but generally people are really excited about being a part of getting this on the ballot so that we can, you know, make the choice. And most people are really supportive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they take, you submit the signatures. This is how a citizens initiative works. You submit the signatures. The elections department verifies that it's not a bunch of Russian bots. They're real people who really want to put this on the ballot. We're talking the November, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that gives you, let's see, so about 6 months to do a full-out campaign.
We look at this as a real opportunity to have dialogue and do education around the county. We'll be going to every city council in the county, asking them to agendize and discuss the initiative and take a position on it. So there's opportunity for public input. We have the experience of Monterey County and what that was like for them, and what the oil companies had to.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah, of course, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, because, of course, Measure Z, right from the get-go, the voters passed it, and then the oil companies started slapping lawsuits all over and sued the group. Are you ready for
There's
a lawsuit?
There's also a Measure J in San Benito County that was passed in 2014. Before Measure Z. And so we're actually in line to be, like, I think it's the sixth or seventh county in California to ban fracking.
Okay, and you guys aren't afraid of being sued?
Well, I'm a little nervous about it. I mean, it was, you know, I put my name on the contract with the attorneys, and but, you know, it comes with the territory now. When you're fighting this fight and challenging fossil infrastructure and seeking to push the transformation of the out of fossil fuels into renewables, I mean, big oil has so much power and so much control. And right now, they know they're in their death throes. This is the last big, I think, oil rush to once Obama opened up the export market for United States oil. That's pretty much where a whole lot of our resources are going. The oil resources in San Luis Obispo County are pretty much exported by Phillips 66 to Asian markets. So this isn't about protecting our resources for, you know, gasoline on Grand Avenue in Arroyo Grande. And so when you win, I'll just finish with this. Yeah. When you win politically, then what Big Oil and Big Fossil is doing is now they're taking you into the courts, and they have millions of dollars to spend. And up in Monterey during the campaign, Big Oil spent, what was it, Natalie?
It was $5.4 million, and yeah. The local group spent $249,000. Mm-hmm. And they still won with 56% of the vote. And being sued it's not about like our group being sued. It's this: we're providing the opportunity to the voters to decide what they want. What does San Luis Obispo County want? What do the citizens here want for our future? Mm-hmm. And so that's what this election would be about. And so we're just the means to get that. We're providing that opportunity.
Right. Okay.
To the citizens.
And it's a more direct route. Like recently, I did a piece about Salud Carbajal announced that he was going to introduce some federal legislation about encouraging the renewable industry in San Luis Obispo mm-hmm. County by creating economic tax, tax zones and things like that. The majority voted for him, and now he's in Washington, D.C., and he's introducing legislation. But this is kind of a more direct route that the people, the voters of San Luis Obispo County can signify whether or not they want the county to go in that direction of investing in the renewable energy industry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's this is grassroots democracy at its purest. What we've tapped into in the county is a frustration with trying to get some new ordinance through the Board of Supervisors or the political process. It's like, okay, the future we're looking at is one that is not having more oil development in the county. And so let's just change our general plan and land use laws. Let's use our local authority as in terms of a home rule county. And this is about people saying, these are the new rules we want. We got enough signatures to get it on the ballot. Now we're putting it out to everybody. If you believe in this, then stand up and vote yes for it. And it becomes the new law of the land. It doesn't matter some people think, well, then what will the supervisors do with it? The supervisors have to enforce it. It's the law of the county. We've talked with people a lot about fracking, but I think everybody should understand we don't have any fracking in San Luis Obispo County. And that's a really good thing. If we did have fracking going on, like let's say in Kern County or there's some down in Santa Barbara, it's extremely difficult to stop it once it begins. So us saying no new oil wells in the county basically provides then the consequence is that, well, there isn't going to be fracking. Because it isn't going on here now. We have the Price Canyon, oil operation, and that uses steam to heat up their heavy crude oil so they can make it soft enough or liquid enough to pump it out. But they're not doing hydraulic fracturing out there, and we don't want that to start in the county. It's just so wasteful of our water resources, huge risk for pollution. Those same risks are going on in Price Canyon, and I'll end up this little piece with the observation that Sentinel Peak Resources is looking to expand the Arroyo Grande oil field, which is in Price Canyon, just a couple of miles, west of Pismo Beach, by 481 new wells. And that will increase the amount of this concentrated toxic oil field waste and chemicals that they are injecting underground into the Santa Maria Valley groundwater basin and into a federally defined drinking water aquifer. I think right now they're doing about 130,000 gallons a day of toxic waste. Once they get that expansion, if they get that expansion in place, they'll be doing 1,200,000 gallons a day of toxic waste disposal through these injection wells. And, the Division of Oil and Gas and Geothermal Services and the State Water Resources Control Board have already approved them for this expansion, and they're waiting for the Environmental Protection Agency to provide them with the green light, which they have not gotten yet. But that's a big reason we went with this, this initiative. I mean, this is a critical, acute issue in our county, especially for five cities. If all those toxics got loose out of what they think is this kind of trapped area they're injecting it into the larger Santa Maria Valley groundwater basin that all the five cities overlie and have wells going down into, it would could be really catastrophic. And the five cities now have this very visionary wastewater recycling treatment program that they're investing upwards of $100 million into over the next few years. And if the basin got polluted, it would be that $100 million project would just be kind of toast. It'd be, I mean, we'd have to be going into some kind of filtration that would be hugely expensive. So protecting our water resources is just a huge piece of this. In fact, it's probably
the piece. When,
it is the piece, yeah.
Right. And just to elaborate on that, one way that could happen is if there were an earthquake and there's some major shifting around down below, and that's what could cause that. Let's talk about the actual initiative itself. What are people going to be saying yes or no on?
Yeah, well, the initiative is an amendment to the county general plan, changing the land use to prohibit
New oil extraction.
New oil extraction. Mm-hmm. This isn't affecting the existing. Also, it protects vested rights and
Right. Mm-hmm. So it would prevent any new. Would it prevent that expansion, the 481?
It would. I mean, they as long, would have, yeah, no new wells.
Not approved before our initiative passes.
Wow, mm-hmm. So it's time.
So, if the initiative passes, then it would then amend the general plan. It's a land use initiative.
Is there anything else that you'd like people to know at this point?
Well, I think the one thing, you know, for folks that really want to educate themselves about it, our website is full of, I mean, we have the full initiative there for people to read. We have a great frequently asked questions area. We're really accessible. We've got a phone number you can call, an email. And I'd just like people to know that we're very transparent, open. We want to be factual. We're science-based. We're not trying to, you know, trick anybody into anything. We're real upfront. We want to ban new oil development in San Luis Obispo County. And it's not a bad thing, and it's not personal against anybody working in the oil fields. And you can continue to work in the oil fields until they use it up. And then I mean, in my lifetime, I moved like 5 or 6 times to get a new job someplace when one job wore out. And, you know, so once there is an oil left here, then people that want to work in the oil industry will go to places where they are still producing oil. And that's kind of how it works, you know. And that's oil was 20th century, renewables are the 21st century. And that's where San Luis Obispo County is going. And the fact that we can partner up with things like Congressman Carbajal's tax credits for solar manufacturing and all of that, I mean, that's the kind of partnerships and things that we'd like to see happen for our future here and for really the future of our kids. Natalie is a mom. I'm a grandfather. You know, this isn't just about us and using up all the oil right now and shipping it to Asia and making millions of dollars. It's like, hey, let's protect the place that we live and that we love.
Yeah, San Luis Obispo has a bright future. It's one of the best places to come. People come from all over the world here, and we want to protect that economy and that our special little slice of the planet that we're living on here, and we want to support that.
Well, thank you so much, Natalie and Charles. They're with Coalition to Protect San Luis Obispo County, and they are behind the ballot initiative to ban new oil wells and prevent fracking in San Luis Obispo County. Thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Thank you, Greta.
Thank you, Greta.